I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And don't forget, for the rest of March, go to otrwesterns.com/survey. Fill out that listener survey. Let me know who's listening, what type of people are listening. I would deeply appreciate it. If not for sponsors, which I may not even accept, it's more for myself. So I definitely want to have you guys fill that out. Again, otrwesterns.com/survey. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, October 22nd, 1953. And the title is Test. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Test. Young Rance Savage was a burly, swaggering bully spoiled by an overindulgent father. Jerry Wills, about the same age, was quiet and none too strong. With his sister Melinda, Jerry has come west to build up his health and achieve independence on the small cattle ranch he and Melinda bought together. Now, in the busy cafe of the town of Mesa, Jerry and Melinda are eating an early supper. From an adjoining table, where he's sitting with several cronies, Rance watches the Easterners.
I kind of like the looks of that girl over there, boys. Figure I'll go over and sit down with them, get acquainted.
Sure, go ahead, Ma.
Well, you're sure all right, pretty girl. I'm joining you.
I don't think we care for your company.
No, I don't either. Aren't you taking a lot for granted, mister?
What are you going to do about it, Shorty?
Well, I figured...
Don't have any trouble about it, Jerry. Let him sit here. We don't have to pay any attention to him.
I don't aim to sit here without having attention paid to me, ma'am. I'd like to know you better.
That's enough of that. Go on back to your own table.
And who's going to make me?
Jerry, please, keep your temper.
You wear a nice new shiny gun, Shorty. Maybe you're figuring on using them.
I'm going to call that bluff. Go for your gun.
Well. You better look out or I will.
I thought so. Can't even look me in the eye now, you big bag of wind. Either go for your gun now or get out of here.
Well, I sure would go for my gun if the lady wasn't here.
Well, don't let that stop you.
Well, I'll see you later, Shorty. Come on, boys, we're leaving.
Pass me some more of that cornbread, please, Melinda.
Oh, that Savage. He won't forget that, Jerry.
Good food they have in here, sis. Mighty good.
Uh-oh. Here come two more men.
Congratulations, Sailor Jerry.
See, Pancho say the same thing too, no?
Thanks, but how do you know my name?
Are not you and the senorita the nephew and niece of Senor Barton Wills?
Yeah, that's right, but I
do not wonder you look surprised, senor. Allow me to introduce myself and mi compañero. I am the Cisco Kid, and this is Pancho.
Buenas noches. This is Pancho.
Oh, sure. Cisco and Pancho.
We've heard Uncle Bart speak of you many times. He had to go east, so Jerry and I bought his ranch.
Oh, he practically gave it to us.
See, I know the story, Senor Jerry. Your uncle wrote me you were both coming out here.
See, uncle tells Cisco to watch you.
To watch us?
Uh-huh. Well, not exactly that, senorita. Rather to help you get settled and get acquainted.
Oh, how nice.
Well, yeah, it sure is. Looks as if our first acquaintance was the wrong kind, though, Cisco.
See. His name is Rance Savage.
I think he a bad hombre. He a big puff toad.
Well, that is about the size of it, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
His father, Ned Savage, has spoiled him all of his life. May I ask how soon you are both returning to your rancho?
Oh, in a couple of hours, Cisco. We'll start in time to get there just before dark.
Then if you do not mind, Pancho and I will ride out to your rancho.
Oh, why, no, not at all,
but Do you think that Rance Savage will try to get back at us, Cisco?
I do not think there is cause for too great worry, senorita. But just to be on the safe side, Pancho and I will start out now.
Getting back home kind of early, ain't you, Rance? Thought you were staying in town for the evening.
I changed my mind. Come over here, Dad. I want to talk to you.
Why, sure, son. What's the trouble, Rance?
I want that Wills ranch.
You want it? What for?
I want it for my own. That dirty little pack rat. I'm going to kill him. I'm sure going to kill him.
Hold on there, son. Who are you talking about?
That nephew of Barton Wills. He come up behind me while I was eating in the cafe. He stuck a gun in my ribs and made me get out. Just did it for no reason at all, Dad.
Huh?
And the girl, his sister, he sat there and laughed.
Well, I had plenty of trouble with Barton Wills. Looks like I'm going to have trouble with his kinfolks. Ran you out of the cafe, did he? I'll show them Wills a thing or two. I'll run them off that place so fast they'll think a twister hit them. Saddle up, boys. We're all taking a ride to clean out a nest of coyotes.
Here's the rancho, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Hold up,
oh, loco, oh, loco. Oh, loco. Pancho tells you, ho, to ho. Nice little place, Cisco. Down under the Mesa Rim Rock.
Si, very nice. The young senor and his sister should be very happy here, if they are allowed to stay.
Who not allow them to stay, Cisco?
I am thinking of Ned Savage.
Ned Savage, huh?
He's a very hot-headed hombre, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
And when that boy lies to him, as he will, about that encounter in the cafe, Ned is going to do something about it.
He come here, there be troubles. And Pancho crack his bullwhip.
I hope there will be no pot trouble. But just in case, Pancho, let us ride our horses out back of the house. Uh-huh. Come on, Diablo.
Loco, back of the house now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Senor Jerry got the courage, Cisco?
He showed courage in the cafe, amigo.
Yeah?
But how he will bear up under the goading of Ned Savage may be something else. Senor Barton wrote me that the boy had courage enough, but they never stuck to one thing very long. Oh, Diablo,
oh. Oh, loco, oh, now, nice. Oh, now.
Nice. The question is, will Senor Jerry make up his mind to stay here and make a go of running the rancho, or will he let himself be driven away?
Pancho toss a coin to see, Cisco.
It's not quite as simple as that, Chico.
No?
Well, come on. Let us go to the front of the house.
To the front of the house, Chico.
See, we got here just about in time, Pancho. Here comes Senor Savage and his whole outfit.
Cisco?
Oh, nothing in particular?
He was a sidekick of Barton's, Dad. He's probably hand in glove with these other two.
That is quite possible.
Where are them two? I want to talk to them, especially that young whelp.
They are not here.
Not get back from the towns yet.
Oh, they ain't, huh?
Pancho, let me do the talking.
What did not get back from
Pancho.
The towns?
Pancho.
I see, Cisco.
All right then, Cisco. You and the fat one get off this land. I'm taking possession.
Pancho and I are staying right here, hombre. And you are not taking possession, unless you take possession legally.
I said get off this land.
I have told you we are staying here.
We'll see about that. Come on, Rance. You're leaving. Don't worry.
Senor Ned, give up already, Cisco, huh?
No, he has not given up.
No?
Pancho, I wish you had not told them about the young people coming back from town.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco, but that is true.
Si, but it would... Look, Pancho.
Huh?
The whole outfit is stopped out there by the draw where there is plenty of cover.
They take the rifles out from the saddle horses, Cisco.
I expected they would. Get over near the front door, Pancho.
I'll give you one last chance to get, Cisco.
We are staying right here, hombre.
You're taking your life in your hands. Open up, boys.
Into the house, Cisco, no?
Behind these rocks, amigo. Quickly, come on. There. Bullets cannot touch us here. Mm-hmm. If we had gone inside, they would have riddled the house with bullets. I do not like being a target for the rifles, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
You give them something to think about.
Bueno, Cisco. Make that hombre die for cover. Cisco, what these hombres do with the house if they get it?
They will probably set fire to it.
But Pancho, that's not saying you're not such a bad hombre.
Ordinarily, he is not, Pancho, but right now he is.
Uh-huh.
That worthless rance has inflamed his father's temper with a pack of lies. Watch that hombre over there, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I will see if I can make him dance a little.
He dances, go. He dances out of sight. Quick, quick.
Hey, look, Pancho.
Huh?
There goes Rance and three hombres with him.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Huh?
They are riding back along the road to town.
Oh.
Mother mia, this is not good. Not good at all.
It's bad, Cisco. They go after the young senor and the senorita, no?
That is what I'm afraid of. There's a shortcut by the back way that comes up on the mesa, Pancho. We will have to take that.
But, Cisco, the house. We leave the house, senor Ned, take the house, and it burned down.
Human lives are more important than houses, amigo. And because Rance is cowardly, he is a far more deadly hombre than his father. Come, Pancho. To our horses.
The fat one was right about them two still being in town. We ought to meet up with them soon. It's getting along towards dark. There they come now on the buckboard. Slim, have your rope ready.
Right.
You other two fan out a little. Surround them.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Ah! Ah! All right, Shorty, pull up them horses.
So it's you again, eh?
What do you want now?
Cover them, boys. Get your hands up, Shorty.
It looks like I'd have to, don't it? It beats all those savage how you get behind them gunmen of yours.
All right, shut up.
Don't know when I ever saw a man with less nerve than you got.
Don't talk to him anymore, Jerry. Can't you see? It just makes him madder.
I ain't saying a word, sis. I've said all I need to.
You sure have, and then some. But you won't be quite so cocky in another minute. Get back in that buckboard. Lie down on your face.
Sure, anything you say.
Slim, get off your horse. Tie him up good so he can't fall out.
All right, boss.
Look, we never did you any harm. Can't you let us go?
Yeah, sure. Sure, I'm going to let you go in just a couple of more minutes. Slim, if you get that squirt tied down, tie the girl into that seat.
All right, man.
Same way, so she can't jump or fall off.
What's the idea, Savage?
The edge of the rim rock's only about half a mile away, Shorty. Soon as you two are tied nice and tight, we're going to stampede this team of yours.
Oh, no.
It ain't a long drop over the edge. Only about 300 feet down out of the rocks.
You can't do that. You can't.
No? Now, wait and see.
You want a piece of charge of murder, eh, Savage?
I ain't worrying. My old man runs this whole county. Hey, all tied, Slim?
Tied tight, Trent.
All right. Get them horses headed toward the edge of the rim rock and we'll stampede them.
Oh, no, please. I tell you, you can't just murder us like this.
Oh. You're too late now, ma'am. You should have been nice to me in the cafe. Turn them horses, Slim. We'll ride right alongside them to be sure they go over.
Please.
Look, you can at least let my sister go free.
You're both going over the edge. All right, boys, come on. Yeah. Hi-ya!
Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! Hi-ya! Go!
No! No, no, please!
Look at them stampede! Right close to the edge of the rim rock!
It looks like certain death for Melinda and Jerry Wells. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Test. While his father, Ned, kept Cisco and Pancho pinned down by rifle fire at the Wills Ranch House, Rance Savage took three men and rode back toward town to meet Jerry Wills and Jerry's sister, Melinda. Ordering his men to tie Jerry and Melinda tightly into the buckboard, Rance then stampeded the horses toward the edge of the rimrock half a mile away. Meanwhile, back at the ranch...
Pancho, Rance rode back to meet Jerry and Melinda Wills. I'm convinced of that.
What we do then, Cisco?
The only thing for us to do is to ride back after them. Uh-huh. We can take the shortcut up to the mesa.
And let's say Annette take this house?
He will not see us leave if we are careful. Uh-huh. But I suppose he will find out soon enough that we are gone. Uh-huh. However, I will fire a few shots now to let them know we are still here.
That keep them away for a while, no?
It should, for a few minutes. When I start shooting, Pancho, you start crawling to the back of the house where our horses are.
Pancho, start.
Now.
Pancho, crawl.
I will give them three more. Then I will join you. Come on. Now we are out of the sight. Come on, Pancho.
Always Pancho got to run. And Pancho not like to run.
Your running is over now. Easy, Diablo. We will let our horses do the rest of it for us. Up, Diablo. Come on.
Up, Logo. Run for Pancho. How far up the mesa, Cisco?
Oh, it's not far this way, Chico. I will feel a lot better when I see that young senor and the senorita are all right.
Pancho, I think Dan's there to mix again with Senor Jerry.
He would not by himself, but Rance has his hombres with him. That is the trouble. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, go, go.
We are just coming up under the mesa now, Pancho. Mother mia, look.
Buckboard horses run away, Cisco.
They are being stampeded by Rance and those other hombres.
Pancho, see the young senor and senorita in the buckboard.
Oh, that buzzard, Rance. Santos, that buckboard is headed for the edge of the rimrock. Diablo, come on here. Madre mia, run.
Go, 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 go.
Come on, Diablo, yeah.
Hombre, see us now, Cisco.
See, I'm going to give them something to make them think. Diablo, come on. Get away from that buckboard, you murdering coyotes.
Look out, boys, it's Cisco.
Ride for your lives, you vultures.
Look out, he'll gun us down.
They ride for their lives, Cisco. They play like rabbits.
Now we must stop those horses. They're getting nearer to the edge of the rimrock. Diablo, come on there.
Get on, Sergeant. Pancho, ride in front of them, Cisco. Pancho, turn him around.
See, Pancho, do that. I won't get out of the back of one of these horses.
Run, Lobo. Run the horses. Go, 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 go.
Come on, alongside them, Diablo. Come on now.
Yeah.
Steady now, steady. Steady, I'm going to jump.
Bueno.
Oh, boy. Oh. Turn them if you can, Pancho. They've taken the bits in their teeth. I must stop them. Pull harder on these reins. Santo, these horses have mouths like iron. Steady now. Easy.
They start to slow down, Cisco.
Hey, ho, ho. Father Mia, we're almost at the edge of the...
The very edge of Rimrock, Cisco. Pancho, fan Pancho with the sombrero.
Pancho, do not wave that sombrero in their faces. They might bolt again. Huh? Back now. Back. Back, you. Back. Well, now, Now, let us get you headed in another direction. Come on now. Up there. Yeah. There. That is much better. Pancho, cut the senorita free.
Senorita faint, Cisco.
It would be strange if she had not. Bathe her face in the water from your canteen.
Uh-huh.
I will attend to Senor Jerry. Senor Jerry.
I can't lift my head, Cisco. They got me tied down tight.
You'll not be tied down much longer. Only as long as it takes this knife to cut those ropes. And this rope.
Those devils. I thought we were goners. Is Sis all right?
She will be.
She come too now, Cisco.
Jerry,
It's all right now, Melinda.
Where are those men?
Cisco start shooting, senorita. Hombres start the other way fast. Brave hombres.
Oh.
Thanks, Cisco. That's all I'm going to say.
There is no need to say even that much, Senor Jerry. Now I would advise you and the senorita to go back to town.
Why?
Pancho and I have been having a little trouble at your rancho. The trouble is not yet over with.
The hombres shoot at us and want to take the house.
Well, who wants to take the house? That hoodlum Savage?
See, and his father.
No, I ain't going back to town. I'm going right onto my ranch.
Jerry, we'd better take Cisco's advice.
You think I'm going to let them take my place?
Then you would better go back, senorita. Can you handle this team?
Yes, I can handle the team, but... No, if Jerry wants to go to the ranch, I'm going too.
In that case, take the back road. This one. We'll keep you out of range of any bullets that might be flying around. You stay with your sister, Senor Jerry.
But, well... All right, Cisco.
We will see you both later. Up, Diablo, come on.
Up, Diablo, go now. Go, go!
Oh, just back along the road. Thought we might see the squirt and his sister.
Did you?
No, we didn't. Say, what are the boys shooting at, Dan?
Oh, that blasted Cisco kid and the fat one. They're over by the house behind them rocks.
No, they ain't either. They're up on the mesa.
They are?
Sure, me and Slim and the boys just saw them up there.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny that they hadn't been doing any shooting for the past few minutes.
We better grab that house right now, Dan.
Why, sure, we will. You stay behind, son. I don't want you to get hurt. Come on, boys. Let's move up to that house. Keep your guns ready, though. There might be a trick about this.
We got a good chance now to burn that place down.
Well, I don't know about burning it down, Ranch.
It ought to be burned down, I tell you. That'll teach that squirt a good lesson.
Well, I was just going to make a move on. Might even buy him out, son.
Buy him out? Nothing. I want to fix it so they'll get hurt right in the pocketbook.
Well, a couple of you boys go around back and see if there's anybody there. I'll go in and look around. Door's locked.
I'll bust it in. Look out there.
Yeah, let's wait a while, son.
I'll bust it in right now. You're too easy with these critters, Dan. Why, they'd shoot you in the back in a minute.
Maybe you're right.
Sure I'm right. Come on. I'm going to set her fire right now. These curtains will give her a good start.
Well, seems how young Wills give you the kind of treatment in the cafe, Ranch.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This place can't burn any too quick to suit me.
First, hombre of you who touches a gun will wish he had not.
Hey, it's Cisco. I'll get him this time.
Drop that gun. Your aim was too hasty, you young coyote. Get up. Get up on your feet.
Get my boy, will you? I'll show you, Cisco.
Wait, Savage.
I have my gun on this young buzzard's back. You'll be very foolish to try to draw. Get your hombre in here to put this fire out. Quickly.
Well, I... Don't hurt him, Cisco. Come in here, boys.
The feet's on the other foot now, no?
Get that fire out, boys. Now hustle.
Pancho, stay here and see that they do.
See, Cisco.
You, Savage, get outside.
All right, Cisco.
And you, Rance, walk ahead of me with your hands in the air.
Yeah. Easy on that trigger, Cisco.
Now look, Cisco. You got no call to make Rance walk a chalk line that way. He ain't done nothing.
Nothing but tried to kill me just now. And he tied Senor Jerry and the senorita in their buckboard and tried to stampede them over the edge of the rim rock up above there.
What?
Well, that's a lie. Don't believe him, Dad.
Think again, you coyote. Is that a lie?
Well,
How about it, Ranch?
Well, I...
Come on, quickly. Speak up.
Well, no. No, it ain't a lie, but I was just trying to scare him.
There he is, Belinda.
Fire out now, Cisco. Not getting a good start.
Turn that skunk loose, Cisco. I got something to settle with him.
Wait a minute here. Are you the squirt that stuck a gun in Rance's ribs and ordered him out of the cafe for no reason at all?
This maverick son of yours does not know how to tell the truth.
I'll answer that. Rance came over and sat down at our table. When my brother objected, he challenged Jerry to do something about it. Well, Jerry did. But he didn't stick any gun in his ribs.
That is true, Senor Savage. Pancho and I were there and saw the whole thing.
Yeah, Pancho there and Pancho's eyes and ears wide open, no?
I'd rather take a beating than hear this.
And then he tried to run us over the cliff. If it hadn't been for Cisco and Pancho...
Turn him loose, Cisco.
Yeah, turn him loose.
Now look out, Shorty.
You're the one to look out, you dirty skunk.
It's good to see someone else fight for the chain, Cisco.
But I think this fight will be very short, Pancho.
Hey, that's enough, Shorty. I quit. I got enough.
Well, then get out of here.
Get on home, Rance. And when I get there, you're going to get a real lacing. Get now. Well, guess I owe you two youngsters an apology. Also for the damage to your house. Just figure up what it is and I'll send over your money. Come on, boys, let's go.
And Senor Ned, I hope it is not too late to correct the mistakes of your son's youth. There you are, Senor Jerry. Now your house is as good as new.
It's better as new. Got new boards where the fire burned.
Well, thanks again, Cisco.
Is there anything you can't do, Cisco?
Oh, there are many more things I cannot do than I can do, Senorita. But gracias for the compliment.
Jerry and I have been thanking our lucky stars that you and Pancho were around here. What would we have done without you?
You would have got along all right.
Oh, quit it, Melinda. I feel the same as you do, but... Can't you see you're embarrassing Cisco?
See, Cisco get ready to face.
Now let me ask a question. Are you two planning to stay here and run this rancho?
I hope so. You're not sick of it already, are you, Jerry?
Sick of it? Of course not. I got sick of a lot of things before and quit, but not this kind of life. I like it, and I want to live out my rest of my days working on this place. Why, Cisco?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking. Tonight, Senor Jerry, I'm going to write a letter to your uncle, and I'm going to tell him you have met the rough test of these western country 100%.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, hear that Ranz hombre leave the country.
Si, I heard that myself, amigo. It seems that when last seen, he was running across a plain with his father, Senor Ned, one jump behind him, swinging a club.
Ranz hombre run fast, no?
Oh, I presume he ran very fast.
Pancho run faster than him one time.
You ran faster?
Si, I run faster.
What? You are not a fast runner, Pancho. You admit that yourself.
Yeah, but Pancho run fast that time.
Well, tell me about it, Chico.
One night, a long time ago, Pancho go past the cemetery.
Si, cemetery.
In a big ghost come at Pancho.
Now, Pancho, there are no ghosts.
Maybe not ghosts, Cisco, but a big ghost come at Pancho.
Very well. And you started to run?
Pancho's feet touched the ground only every 10 yards.
You must have been running fast to beat that ghost, Pancho. Tell me, was he chasing you?
See, he chasing Pancho, Cisco, but Pancho run so fast around that cemetery.
See?
That Pancho catch up with the old ghost and pass him again.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up there.
No.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Rate us on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter, @otrwesterns. Until the next show, have a great day. And again, thanks for listening.